And now more Tune Up with Deb, produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Let's send it back to your host, Deb Ross.
So, Bill, I've answered your first question, what it is that I do. Just go ahead and take it from there.
Okay. So, what would be the most important thing for you to walk away with from our conversation this afternoon?
Well, first of all, I was interested in having your coaching skills showcased on the radio. But before we started recording, you and I talked about my business, and you were looking at asking me what it is that I would like to improve about my business. And I'm always interested in improving how I relate and how I work with my clients. So I think the thing that I would probably focus on is my reluctance and my hesitancy with social media.
Okay. So what would be a successful, we only have about 8 minutes left. So what would be a successful piece for you to walk away with today?
Probably having peace inside of myself as to how to deal with social media, if I want to move forward with social media, or if I'd like to shelve it and just continue doing business the way I have been.
Okay. So maybe let me know, maybe you could describe to me what's going on right now with social media and Deb.
I have a hesitancy with social media. I think maybe I have a suspicious mind. I think that there are bigger forces at play in the social media spectrum, and I'm a private person, and I also respect the privacy of my clients. So having social media involvement, I just feel very cautious about sort of jumping into that environment. And I do see social media as a huge open ocean. I don't know how to navigate it. And first and foremost, I want to protect both my privacy and my clients' privacy. And I really haven't felt completely comfortable with just marching into the social media foray.
I'm curious then, what is it that has got you spooked on the confidentiality side of it? Like, what have you seen in that element?
Well, there's a lot of things shared on social media, and the work that I do with people is private. I am held to an ethics standard with my licensing, my certification, my credentials, and I guess I fear any appearance of crossing any lines when it comes to ethics.
Mm-hmm. Where does that fear come from?
I think that fear really is about seeing how much information people share about their lives. And maybe I don't see a distinction between me not sharing and them sharing. Maybe I just see that there's so much information that's shared. And I just don't want any, I don't want anything, I don't want any lines crossed. I want to protect myself and I want to protect my clients.
Right. So there's a protection level that you're really, both for yourself and your clients, that you're really trying to maintain. There's that fear of something leaking out, I guess, or getting through the firewalls, and getting out there into the ether of social media. What I'm wondering about is, what benefits have you seen from social media over the years? Because you asked the question, this is important. So what is it that you see might be the value for you?
Well, of course, a lot of business advisors do harp on and drum that beat that social media is, the only way to go, and you need to have a presence. You know, there's that word presence in social media, and it's all about awareness. So I think that's what I feel that I've perhaps have been missing out on, that I haven't taken advantage of social media, but I definitely feel held back. So I can't actually say that I have experienced another businesses. I haven't had a heightened awareness of other businesses because of my very limited involvement with social media, but I think that answered your question.
Yeah. So it's an interesting, you talk about presence, and we talked about presence before the break and making sure you're present with your client. How much of the, there's a disconnect, I think, between the two definitions of presence. There's presence of being here, but there's presence of being on the World Wide Web, right? And I'm just wondering what the, there's something going on there, I think.
So when we talked about being present in conversations, you know, whether it's home, we're at home with our families and we're being present in those conversations, we're not being distracted by work life. And when I'm in with my clients, you know, I'm 100% present in those meetings because that is very important to me that they have my full attention. And here we are, we're on the radio, I'm very present in this conversation. I think when I think about those things, the word present means 100% of my attention and 100% of my focus. I don't have that to offer to social media. So maybe that's the disconnect.
Interesting point. You don't have that presence. So how much of that is a value to you?
In terms of social media or in terms
of personal relationship? Well, in terms of being present is a very important value is what I'm
Yes.
taking from this conversation. So how important is that to you, whether you're on, whether you're talking to me, whether you're talking to your family, whether you're talking to social media? What I'm hearing is that there's, you're not being able to be present. That's, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's sort of what I'm hearing from you.
It's a very important value to me that the relationships that I have, they're very important.
Mm-hmm.
And not just important as in I remember them. No, I'm 100% invested and vested in the relationships that I have. I think as we're talking, I'm really seeing that I feel that I don't have the energy to be in that type of relationship in social media. And maybe I need to redefine my attitude and my outlook about social media. Maybe social media isn't actually expecting 100% of me. Whereas my clients are, and they should be. My family, of course, they expect 100% of me. So I feel that there's kind of almost an emotional and psychological exhaustion when I think about being 100% present for social media. I don't have it in me. Bill, I'm empty here. I don't have it in me.
So what did you just discover there?
I discovered that I think I need to redefine what social media expects of me.
Right. Expects of you or what social media, what you're willing to give to social media?
Yeah. So perhaps I need to really define what boundaries I'm willing to make myself available for.
Okay. So how do you think that you could define those boundaries?
I probably actually need an expert in social media to advise on those things. As we're talking right now, I'm really speaking to you from my perspective, which is limited. And I feel that I probably need to approach a social media expert for their input.
Right. Okay. Now, what else? Is there any other options that you would, what other options are available to you, do you think?
Regarding my hiccup with social media?
Yeah, so one option you're thinking about is getting an expert in to help you.
Yes.
Do any other options present themselves to you right off the top?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't see any other options because I feel like even just using the word ocean to describe social media, we need certified sailors and shipmasters to navigate
right.
oceans.
Get the experts in, right?
Yes.
So, okay. So when do you think you could contact an expert?
I think I would contact an expert on Monday.
Okay. And then how will you use that information then afterwards?
I think that would help clarify whether or not working in social media made sense for the business that I have and for the level of engagement that I have with my clients and with my family.
Nice. Nice. Okay. So you're going to do that Monday?
Yes, I will do it Monday.
Okay. Can I get you to send me a note saying you're successful, either you've got it, done it or not?
Absolutely.
All right. Deb, you know, in terms of, you know, just the brief amount of times we've connected, I've positive that you, I saw the light go on for you, and I also am firmly convinced that you're going to wrestle this one down quite quickly.
Marvelous. So, Bill, can you give us your contact information because my listeners will want to get a hold of you?
Yep. So people can get a hold of me at newstride, N-U-S-T-R-I-D-E, at telus.net. They can also get a hold of me on my cell, which is 250-981-3739, or they can also check my website out at www.newstrideexecutivecoaching.com.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for your time, Bill.
Thank you.
To my listeners, thank you for your time, and we will chat again soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.